Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rut blocks all day. 3.3.
You know, I asked real quick. I did ask the powers that be yesterday if we could at least for a few days change her name on the website to Leroy, and they wouldn't do it.
Ah, dang it!
Yeah, why not?
It messes up the CEO, whatever that is. It's spelled SEO. I don't know how to pronounce it, guys.
You got some tips for
What's
me?
What's the CEO? What's the ASCAP? I don't know.
You got some SEO tips for me?
You OSHA approve? That's all I care about. All right, let's get to Tiffy time. She's been waiting quite a while. She waited all through headlines in that great Elvis song. Hey, Tiffany.
Hi there.
Oh, look at you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I shouldn't say that last part probably. It's playing different connotations these days. So, problems with your boss. What's up?
Okay, so I have a really awkward situation, and I need help with it.
All right.
My boss has this really unusual habit. So the only time she talks to me is in the bathroom at work.
Oh, that's a no from me. That's a hard
right.
No from me.
And, like, it's not just like, hey, how's it going? How's your weekend? It's like, I mean, she talks, like, about, like, work stuff that I probably should have a notebook and, like, follow up with and, you know, and kind of debriefs on meetings and, you know, plans for next ones and talks about projects. And, like, I don't know what to do.
I don't like talking about anything in the bathroom.
No kind of small talk at all?
I don't. Nothing. I will deadpan. This came up years ago on the show, believe it or not, Tiffany, and the situation was I don't, even when I'm doing, and I refuse to say number two. I am 49 years old. I'm not going to say a number two. I was defecating.
Oh, and, gross.
Then I don't have as much issue with it then as I do if I'm standing there with myself in my hand and there's a guy 2 feet away talking to me.
It's not
a homosexual thing. It's not a whatever thing. It's just like, I think maybe I'm mini meditating. Maybe why I do it. I'm like feeling the energy vibes go through me and I'm like, quit messing up my vibe, man.
It's my time, Mr. Han.
Well, and it's usually not ever. It's usually stuff like, how about the weather? Did you watch wrestling last night? Something like that. And I will completely not respond to the people at all. It's usually Rock 101 Stone Man, and he probably thinks I'm an absolute dick.
Hey, guys, you watch wrestling last night?
I won't say anything.
So what brought you here, big guy?
Could you
my bladder.
Could you spare a square, buddy?
All right, Tiffany, enough about me. So
like, is she following you in there, like, specifically just to mention this stuff?
Exactly what I was
right.
going to say.
That is weird.
I really don't know. Like, we have three different bathrooms in our building, and somehow we always seem to run into each other. Like, there's a part of me that, like, wanted to take a different job. I love my job. I just don't want to have meetings in the bathroom.
No.
And I'm like you. Like, when I'm in there, I'm not making a peep. Like, you know how, like, sometimes you'll go to, like, airport bathrooms or the mall or whatever, and people will be on their phone?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, having a whole full-blown conversation?
Yes.
I don't even do that. Like, I'm, like, the bathroom is for the bathroom things, you know? Like, I just, I don't know. Like,
well, it's a break from the action, you know?
Yeah, sit down and take a breather.
Is it a breather? Sometimes you don't want to. I hold my breath.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't want to take a breather in there, do you?
Hold your breath.
Is it always just work-related stuff? It's never small talk or how's the family?
I mean, like that? Sometimes it would be, like, some small stuff, but it's gotten to the point where it's mostly, like, a full-blown work meeting in the bathroom. And it's kind of, like, transitioned that way. You know, like, at first it was small talk, but this has been going on for, like, almost a year now.
Yeah.
And I just don't even know how to approach her about it because she is my boss, and I don't want to embarrass her or call her out.
Yeah, I am.
But then it's like, you know, she manages seven other employees. Is she following? Is she just office out of the bathroom? Like, what's happening?
I'm curious about something, but I have to be careful how I ask.
If you ask the same thing again, I'm going to think you've now put a Noro or whatever in my brain and know what I'm saying and thinking.
Are you doing certain activities when she's in there?
That's not what I was thinking.
Okay, like where you have to, like, it would. You might be making some sounds. I don't know. Something embarrassing might be going on. But it shouldn't be because you're in the bathroom. Like, that's, you're using the bathroom. Like, is she, you know.
Are you, I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
He's asking, like, do you ever get loud in the bathroom? Like, you know, ripping a big turd whistle.
Yes. Yes. A what?
A turd whistle.
Grunts. You okay in there? Like,
did
no,
you just
I mean,
unload a rifle in here? No, that was my barking spider.
Anybody got some paper I could borrow?
It was a tsunami.
I would like to think that it's not. I'm also like a lady.
Listen, come on. But look,
it can be.
This is what I've told my own mother from time to time: is that when it comes to things, that is, you know, besides breathing and the need for water and sunlight and all these things, that's the one thing that brings us all together is toilets.
Yeah.
It's what we all have to do. And back in the day, rich people had the little tubs under their under the bed, you know, bedpan. People would have to go outside. My mom, as a small child, had an outhouse. Had to walk out in the yard to go, you know, go to the bathroom.
Hell, the one guy, his wife made him go to the gas station to do it.
Now
he
they're here.
Stanky.
They're publicly available. QT has a great one. Sphinx, if I'm picking my favorite, is my favorite.
Oh, I love it.
But at the end of the day, why is it such a, like, oh, I don't want to talk about this stuff? Because, I mean, it's like, well, I don't want to talk about breathing and water.
Well, like, I assume, you know, they sound like us when we go. It's like gunshots going
off. Big butt trumpets going on.
Maybe it's not. It's still awkward, though.
So you're each, let me get this straight. You're each sitting on the toilet and carrying on this conversation. It's not like when you get to the sink and you're washing your hands. I can understand having a communication because you're there together at that point. But
that's a great.
But like, I would not. If I'm sitting on the toilet, I don't want to talk to anybody.
It's like a voting booth. I don't talk when I get in there.
What if she's standing outside?
I'm also filling out three of them.
I knew it. That's why you won. What if she's standing outside while, you know, you're in there? I didn't even think about that. Like, she's not using it. She's just in there.
That's intimidation. Ooh. And that would, if I had to go bad and my boss was next door, I'd probably hold it until she left.
Hold what? Oh, I know what you're saying now. Dude,
both hands.
There's several different ways here. We don't know you. You don't know us other than listening to the show. But, like, do you get any, and I'm being very serious, do you get any lesbian vibes from her?
Wow.
Why is that so funny? I mean, does she throw off any of that? What? Oh, God.
She's married. So unless she, you know, moonlights as one, I don't think so. But I also have a boyfriend. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't think it's that. I just think, but yeah, like you said, like, if I have to go, I'll just like kind of not, and then go wash my hands and then chat with her, and then I still have to go, so I'll just go to a different restroom, and then somehow she's also in that one.
So what does your boyfriend think about all this? He's probably gonna laugh at it, right?
Well, okay, so he thinks I'm just being like over complaining about it, but I don't think anybody really understands like the totality of the situation. It's not ideal, you know, like there are many a times when I need a notebook and I can't remember everything she said, and I want to like like, you know, it's like, send this email, do this. If you give me a list of 5 things in the bathroom while I'm embarrassed that I'm in the bathroom with her, like, I often don't retain all of it.
I bet she doesn't close the door at her house when she goes to the bathroom.
Why would you say that?
Because she seems a little too comfortable for bathroom chat.
I bet she wipes forward is what I do.
I don't know.
That's a rumor. I don't know it'd be true. Wow. You know, it's hard to like really like talk about this and give you like sound advice without all this stuff. But like,
did you hear what she said earlier? She thought about getting another job.
Yeah.
Because it got so bad.
But, I mean, you saying that kind of offhanded, though. You really mean that?
Yeah. Okay,
I'm sorry.
I mean, you can just say, look, I'm not feeling good at times when you're speaking to me in the bathroom, so I'd rather just wait. I mean, what if, in the event that you did have diarrhea or you had some kind of...
Double dragons.
Other issues.
Yeah, that'd be... You might have to go to HR.
Because sometimes I've waited too late to go to the bathroom where I'm running down the hall and I really have to pee. Now, I wouldn't want to be distracted at that point because I'm grateful I made it to the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there.
It's literally like 5 steps.
It's right there.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
No,
and there
I
have
don't.
Been days.
You're not a girl. You don't want to pee your pants. You got
to
run.
You just mad because you have to sit down to do it.
Well, you're just mad because you can't sit down. You got to stand.
I wish I could sit down and do it.
We have it better.
Wish I could sit down and do everything.
Does she ever put her leg under the stall and start tapping towards your feet?
No,
she doesn't do that.
No.
Try the boys' room.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take some calls about this. You feel free to listen. And I mean, I would hate to think you. Oh, here's a good question. Do you have an HR department? Because that's an assumption we have about just because where we work that everybody has an HR department. Do you?
Well, we have somebody that does like hybrid HR, and so that's the other thing is like I haven't told any of my coworkers to know, like, is this normal? Are you also doing this? Because I don't want to sound gossipy, but our company's not big. It's like 25 people. Oh, and okay. So even if I tell HR, it's like
it's gonna be
one
bad.
Person. That
yes. Does, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. Like, I don't trust friends of HR. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
You can't.
I don't.
Because they talk.
Yes.
Like everybody
but
else.
Because they all happy hours together.
Maybe your boss is real comfortable with you, so she likes you.
Still,
I mean,
there's a time
but it
and
is,
place.
There's a creepiness.
Can we get comfortable in our office?
Yeah.
Exactly. But
right.
I don't know. And like, do I send like an anonymous email? But then if she doesn't have these meetings in the bathroom with everybody else, then does she know that it's coming from me? Like, I just don't know what to do, and I don't know how to approach it. And it's gotten to the point where I've let it go on for so long that, like, even if I said, hey, I'm not feeling well, like, that would just be like a one-off day, and she'd go right back into meeting me in the office or in the bathroom the next day.
I bet she's doing it with other people, too. She just probably. Don't realize it.
Yeah, but is she going that often, though? She's saying she goes to different bathrooms on different floors, and the lady still pops into there. Like, she's watching her to...
That's a little weird.
Something's off about that. Either she's trying to catch you saying something, or she's into you in a weird way. I mean, take it as a compliment if
how
you
about,
would.
How about if you... This is an idea.
Go
it's
to
probably
break.
Not going to work, but how about if you tell her prior to you going to the bathroom, if you hang on, I'll be back in a second. You stay here, and I'll run to the bathroom, and we'll have a meeting right afterwards.
Well, I don't know. It might work. Might not, though.
I don't know. We do
or
have to go
to
break,
or get a colostomy
though.
Back. Like, yes, legit.
What? Jesus.
She's insane.
She'll be at her desk all day.
Tiffany, people are calling you Sniffany now on the text line. It's insane. All right. Good luck with all that, for real. I try not to, you know, I mean, do what you want. I was going to say, don't lose your job over it, but, you know, figure it out. Okay.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
There's a decorum to, the bathroom visit that people forget.
The silent treatment. If somebody tried to talk to me,
that's the problem.
I would
not
ignore them.
Fully letting. That is a thing that is like. I mean, it's a task to go in there and do, you know, that thing. But, like, also, it's kind of a time to sigh a little bit and say,
take a breather.
All right.
Let loose.
Yeah. I don't want to be in there talking and taking more oxygen in and, you know, I feel it on my teeth and in my nose. And
Can we wait and I'll catch you out in the lobby.
All right. Let's go to my favorite lake, and that's Crystal. She's on line one. Hey, Crystal.
Hey, I was just thinking when I heard this story, and I thought maybe Paige would bring it up, but why doesn't she blame herself? Why doesn't she say, I can simply not remember all these things when we're speaking in the restroom?
Oh, that's a good point.
Because maybe that she thinks that makes her look, she can't keep up to the standards of the office.
Incompetent, maybe.
You know how some bosses are like, no, you're always working, you know, like ours, for instance.
Yeah, but you're in the restroom. Like, you can't remember all that. And that's your time. You know, I'm just trying to think of something, because you don't want to quit your job. No. It's ridiculous to lose your job over this.
What would you do if you were in there? Like, would you fully
let
loose?
What would you really do?
Yeah.
I mean, I would talk to her, but then I would try to explain later, hey, we as women are taught, you know, the restroom. I don't know. We get in and out. We don't hang in there like you guys do.
Right.
So. What a load of bull. What a load of bull that is. Well, what is powdering your nose anyway? I've never been able to ask a woman. I thought it was always a cocaine reference.
Your nose.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, safer picture.
But if your boss is in there like Crystal, you're not going to fully let loose. You know what I'm saying, right?
You're going to like.
Well, no.
You're going to crank it down a notch.
I mean, I've gone.
Right.
My friends, we take pictures in the bathroom, which is very strange. Not that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm
what
sure.
What do you think we're doing? You look at me like I'm...
Yeah, but that's your friend. That's not
you're
your
like,
boss. With your boss, you're reserved.
I haven't
Here
eaten corn
are.
In 2 weeks.
You're
not talking about what you did in the bathroom, just like mirror photos and
no,
such.
No, well, yeah, exactly. but I would probably... I would give my boss... Well, I don't think he would go in the bathroom with
okay,
me.
Okay, so
would be weird.
It's Marcia Hendricks.
Marcia Hendricks. If Marcia decided to come in, I'd probably ignore her if she was talking to me.
It is good.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to you in the bathroom, Paige.
Yeah, I like the guy.
I would say Marcia.
She can't ignore her boss because she seems snobby.
Well, that's true.
This is my time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to accent a sentence by farting.
Wow. Sound advice, Paige. Crystal, Are you, let me think of a way to ask this delicately. are you offended by crude humor?
No.
Are you?
No.
Do you fart loud?
I'll tell you. Women,
don't lie either.
Women not. I will not around anyone. Let's put it that way.
But like, so you like maybe if you're at work and you got to like rip one hard, you like run down the copier and just lift the leg up and just blast one.
No. Women just don't rip one hard. We just don't do that. Unless we. I mean, you don't have to fart. There you go.
Bull.
Well, sometimes, and I'm going to say this because I'm honest.
This is the symposium of sexes that we should have had years ago to figure this out.
Sometimes you do fart when you're peeing. I'm just going to tell you.
How do you know I do?
It makes you go faster.
Well, people do. I've heard it. I've heard it from people that I've had a relationship with. So it just happens to be human that you'll just start peeing and there goes the fart.
Yeah, those are the accidentals, I guess. But.
Oh, Lord. Like you bend over to pick something up and one squeaks out? That's crazy. All right, Crystal, I don't believe you at all, but I appreciate you listening to the call, to the show, and calling in.
And maybe I'm wrong about
that sequence.
Thank you, Crystal. Maybe
have a good day.
You too.
Maybe the fart comes first, but generally...
The egg.
Maybe I'm thinking of like in the morning where I hear him and he's like...
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Oh, Lord. Smell like they dead eggs. Fatboy, you want to
do you want to work in Jason real quick?
Yeah. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. First long-time listener, first-time caller. Just thought, hit me a little different. Hey, how's everybody doing today? Hit me a little different listening to it. I was thinking that the boss might be doing this intentionally because she may have the impression the employee is spending too much time in the bathroom scrolling through social media.
Oh. Great. You're a person. Wow. You're a manager, aren't you, of some kind?
Nope, I tried that. Not for me. Okay. People like this. They're popular like this.
We knew somebody who did the same thing. Like, I don't know why we didn't think to ask.
What did you call him, Dracula?
Yeah. Hey,
he hung upside down in the bathroom.
Well, he had a widow's peak haircut.
He wore a cape to take a dump.
Yeah, he looked like Eddie Munster as a grown man.
He would go just to hang out.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, he would literally go in and he had to walk a distance. Dracula. So you know it was never like... It was a preemptive bathroom visit.
It was always up here.
If he had to really go number two, he would have stayed downstairs.
Yeah.
But this guy wanted to come up here and hide away and literally like 1 hour one day. He was just in there just screwing around on his phone.
I think he was dead.
Yeah.
Could be what this lady's doing too.
Jason, you're absolutely right, sir. Jason, stay out of management. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'd never do it myself. Thank
definitely.
You, sir. Have a good morning.
Thanks. Bye.
I was asked to manage the Greenville Drive, and I was like, I can't do it, Eric. I can't do it.
Did I break boy code by mentioning
that? No, you broke wind, I think. Or is that your lunch? What does that smell?
No. That smell would be soup.
Oh.
Chicken noodle soup.
You eat the weirdest things at the weirdest times.
I do.
Smelling chicken noodle soup at 8:40 a.m. Strange. Yeah.
Or a cup of chili or something.
She was eating yum-yum sauce.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Brawl.
Brawl. Well, it's more like a tussle, right?
A tug. A tug.
It's a fight to the death.
Tug o' war. Why don't people do that on St. Patrick's Day? Tug o' war. That sounds like something of Irish lore. Tug o'.
Tug of war. You're going to pull the rope.
Paige did a man of war after a Halloween party one night.
Well, she did men of war.
Yeah. And men at work.
Oh, Leroy here.
Leroy Paige.
Knocking out everybody.
Baddest actor in the whole damn town.
Literally.
Yeah. Baddest hoe.
I mean bad in a good way.
Baddest hoe on the stroll.
Sound like my grandma in 1984. Why are you saying you bad? You good. Because Nanny Michael says bad.
Yeah, he does. Oh, I don't like
it. Yeah, he looks weird to me, son.
He got a whole song called You Bad, You Bad, You Know It.
He made fighters quit fighting and they started dancing together.
That's where it started. Whole dance-offs.
Even that, I saw a clip of an old NWA video the other day that showed them, you know, walking down the street, and you think about it, like they're all hard, you know, badass dudes, but they're walking around singing through the streets about how they were going to murder you, but they were singing about it.
Well, that's
nice. Like it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of.
Oh, awesome. The rappers, okay.
They're artists, yes. NWA, not the wrestling organization. I should say that. You're right. Yes, Vern Gagne was out there. He was in a puffer jacket. There's Les Thatcher with a Raiders hat on.
There's old Rick Rude with him.
Oh, Lord, you're about to lose real bad. Because I...
Wow.
I know what I've got here. And when you enter a battle, you know as much about your own army going in, more so than you do the other one. So I don't know what Fat Boy's bringing to the table, but I know when it comes to Paige that I'm going to get you goose today, and I don't mean that in a sexual way. I mean, I'm going to make you laugh a lot.
I love it.
I'm going to pull a Rumsfeld and tell you go to war with what you have.
Yeah.
And that's what I got.
I tell you to go to hell or somewhere else. You want to start?
I'm excited to see who's going to take the lead.
Yeah, I'll start.
And I know down deep you don't like Fat Boy as a person, but don't let that show any bias when it comes to who's the better one here.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, start us off.
This is an old, I guess, PSA, maybe. But it's more so a lesson of how you should react to your kid if you ever catch them, you know, during their private time.
Oh, my God.
Like what happened to old Ricky right here.
Little Ricky.
His mom's real understanding. And obviously, I cannot show you a video.
No.
But Ricky's going to town just when that door opens and, well, then mom walks in.
Oh, excuse me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it? It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes. I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room. When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings. I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy. I'll be sure to knock next time, okay?
That's bullcrap in real life.
That's kind of creepy because she stood there.
Like my mama would have taken me to the preacher.
You know where this gets weird? Ricky's still got, let's just say he's still working the puppet while mom's in the room.
And this is a real public service announcement, not a grading system, the PSA
I wouldn't say that I was ever caught doing anything like that, but I know my brother was caught with a girl. And my mom says, well, you finish up and we'll have a conversation later.
She didn't make him stop right there?
She told him, you finish up, you know,
what?
Whatever. I don't know what she said, but
did
exactly.
Did she stand there and watch till they finish?
No, she just barred. She
hurry up and beat it up, Art.
Is it one of your friends?
She hit the ceiling. I don't know who it was. Yeah. Oh, it might have been. Okay, she hit the ceiling with a broom. She was pissed.
Wow, she's like an angry neighbor.
Yeah, and just to so they can hear her.
Yeah.
That we were home.
I'm sweeping
and
the roof.
And then she went upstairs, and I was like, Mom, what'd you see? And she goes, you don't want to know. Just go to the other side of the house.
I want to know what she saw.
I don't know. She never told me.
They were 69ing.
Well, what if that's what it was? And then and she tells him to finish up. He's like, I'm just going
to start. No, she said, you need to. Well, I don't know exactly what she said.
I think
said.
You need to beat it up real quick is what
but,
she said.
But she said, and then I'll talk to you afterwards when you...
I'll give you a score.
Get your clothes back on and start behaving like you should.
How old is he, though, at this age?
Oh, he's a teenager. He's young.
Okay.
Like 16.
Okay.
God, I can't believe she...
I was hoping he'd be like 22, 23.
Is it still living in my mom's house?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense why she would say, all right, you're an adult here. You're doing it.
Arthur, finish you better up. Hurry up.
I never slept with a guy at my mother's house with her willingly knowing that.
Yeah, me neither.
She wouldn't have told you to finish up.
No, she would have said, you stay on that side and you stay on that side. Never the two will meet. Hmm.
God, man. There's so many
questions.
Did you
sneak out of the house, though, when you were a kid?
All the time.
Yeah, God bless.
My mom would go to sleep, and I'd be like, she's asleep. I'm just going to go out.
I could have if I trusted my body more. I could have slipped out of the house.
Dirty little Leroy, ain't you?
I had an old drum right outside my window.
I never really did anything.
I crawled over onto and just slid over the side and fell into the gravel.
An old drum.
It was an old drum.
Mine was meeting to smoke a little, you know.
Crack.
No.
We knew somebody who had to stand on a brick to get in the window, and it wasn't that far off the ground.
Yes. Well, that was funny. Fatboy and I have tapped into this thing, and some of them we cannot air, but it's old PSAs from the 70s and 80s that are absolutely not appropriate anymore.
Really not.
Talking about like how, you know what, they deserve to be able to live in that community also. Mm-hmm. You should let them move in.
Yeah. Can't play those.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like some wild stuff.
You'd piss yourself if you heard some of them.
This one right here, though, I like farm stuff.
I love
cattle. Now that I look at some of those videos and actually like post them on my Instagram, a lot of times other ones will just pop up. For instance, this young man was on a school field trip, and they're teaching the kids how to milk a cow.
Oh.
And once again, they don't teach. They just say, hey, milk the cow.
Don't start grabbing that.
You nailed it. Listen to this.
You got her.
Sorry. You're supposed to dip your hand in the water before you.
Make your hand wet. Pretty
yes.
much.
Oh.
Dip it in there,
Make
London.
Your hand wet. Your hand is
Did you dip
wet.
It, London?
No.
Dip your hand
just
in the
keep
water.
Moving.
Did he dip his hand?
Yeah, right here.
No.
Yeah, right here. Just like that.
Are you scared?
Why is it Auntie Shantae's coming?
The smell.
It's a penis.
Oh.
Disgusting.
Oh my God, I gotta see the video.
Did they misinterpret an udder?
No, it was an udder, but the kid didn't understand what he was grabbing and tugging on. They didn't explain that ahead of time.
That's where you get them.
It's like the one with the one that we played before with the horse, where the horse was getting a little excited and say, Daddy, he's growing an extra leg.
Now are you supposed to go like this?
Right? He really was.
I always just spit on mine and just go to town.
Oh, yeah.
Use some KY.
They're so easy to trick. It's just a finger. Roll with it, kid.
It sounds like something you'd prank somebody with, but no, that was really its udders.
It's a penis.
At least he caught it by the medical term, though. Like, the kid's well-read. He's like, that's a penis. Disgusting.
Two of them, or however many are together.
Yeah. So later in life, if he has a change of heart, play that video for him. See, you said these were disgusting when you were a kid, boy. What are you doing now?
Show him again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
All right, so that's I won that round. Go ahead. No decision made
yet. Not yet. I think, and a lot of people think this, Mike Joy is the greatest voice of anything stock car related. I would say automotive related. Any event, he's who you want to call.
He's good.
I don't know how long he's going to keep his job. I feel like this guy's coming for his job. So, Mike Joy, if you're listening to this, you legend.
Oh, wow.
You better watch out for this guy because he's pretty good, too.
Baby, look at here, Logano pushing out the road, right up into the ass end of Keselowski, and he turns his ass right into the wall. Right about here, Keselowski saying, oh, every time he's spinning, he's saying, oh, they are wrecking everywhere. There's race cars pouring from here to China right now on this track. And this is where it starts, right here. Logano pushing Almirola into Keselowski's ass, pushing way too damn hard. The race has still got a bunch of laps left. What an ass. And then it's just a mangled melee mess right here. Holy this is some bullshit. All these good race cars tore up because Logano forgot how to drive. Look at this. And he escapes uninjured. Watch. He just gonna go right through there. Holy
holy crap, man. That sounds like a revival I went to in the 80s.
It's ass into Keselowski. He'll just say his
damn
name.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That sounds like Brother Love. Or like, I can't figure out that voice.
Very passionate.
He's going all out.
God bless.
He said he gets ass into him. There's a whole bunch of laps left.
All right. All right. I'm going to concede you won that round.
Well, guess what? There's only one left.
Oh, okay.
And that's you. You go with the big finish.
I thought you had one more.
Well, for time purposes.
All right.
Yeah, Leroy got us going on a tangent.
Well, I hate to brag, but this is the winner right here. And I'm not going to say anything that other than my favorite and your favorite karaoke couple is back.
Oh,
with some damn Toto.
Oh, no.
I hear the drums echo.
I mean, God. Just thank
there's
you.
A clear winner at the end. I'm saying,
mean, God, I'm it's hard hands to down. It's hands hard down. To compete with that.
That is like,
if your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.